showing the number of fatalities involving these drugs is really just the tip of the iceberg. We know that there's emergency department visits, hospitalizations related to these drugs, and also other non-health consequences of drug use that are not measured.
Statcast, September 30th, 2009.
Margaret Warner is an injury epidemiologist with the National Center for Health Statistics. Margaret is the lead author on a new study on the rise in poisoning deaths from opioid painkillers. Margaret, what is the most significant finding in your new report?
In this study, we found that the number of poisoning deaths from opioid analgesic nearly tripled in the period from 1999 to 2006. And this is quite a large increase from about 4,000 deaths to about 13,800 deaths. So it's quite a rapid increase in terms of actual fatalities from poisonings.
And just how statistically significant has this increase been?
This increase is quite dramatic. We don't often see the numbers of fatalities tripling in this short a period of time. So we're watching and using our surveillance to try to figure out what is causing the increase.
And do we have any idea why these fatal poisonings are increasing so rapidly?
Our data don't show why the deaths are becoming so rampant. There are factors outside that we can look at, such as the increase in the prescriptions and the distribution of opioid analgesic, largely to treat pain. But we don't know for these deaths where the people got the drugs, what they were taking them for. That's not included in our data. But by using these data, we can start to show the dramatic increase and people will start taking notice. That's our goal.
Now, is there any indication on how these deaths are broken down according to which are through recreational drug use and which are through a misuse of drugs that are prescribed for treatment of a specific disorder?
No, we don't know from these data how many people are using them recreationally and how many are using them for prescriptions. We can look at national studies to look at the breakdown of recreational use of opioid analgesics versus illicit use, but that doesn't necessarily relate to the number of deaths. So now people are going back, researchers are going back and looking more carefully at the medical records to try to determine whether they can figure out whether they were taking them recreationally.
Now, why does the problem appear to be worse in places like West Virginia?
The states do vary widely in the rates of death from opioid analgesics, and we're trying to figure out why that is. It could be the population that lives there. It could be the distribution of the drugs that are there. And states do vary widely on their prescription laws and ways of dealing with drugs in general.
There also seems to be a regional pattern at work here, too. Places like Utah, Nevada, New Mexico, and Oklahoma. Any clues as to why some regions have higher rates than others?
People are spending a lot of time looking at the regional variations, and it's actually, in a way, it's a good thing that they're varying because it could lead to some prevention efforts, and that's the way researchers are looking at this, to try to figure out what it is that's different about those states and to try to target prevention efforts based on the, what they feel is working in the states with lower rates.
Is there any one drug in particular that is driving this increase?
We can't tell specific drug names. We don't even know. We know what class of drug it is, but we're not sure the exact. We don't know whether it's fentanyl or propoxyphene or...
Now, what about methadone? What are some of the reasons why methadone is proving to be so dangerous?
Methadone is a long-acting opioid analgesic, and so it stays in your body longer than the other opioids. So you may have some relief from the pain for a short period of time, and then you may feel pain again, and then you take another methadone tablet. And because it's a long-acting opioid, the previous tablet you've had in your body will still be there. Part of it, the drug is still retained. So over a period of a week or 2 weeks, you can accumulate a toxic dose in your body. It's a buildup, and it's really important with methadone to take it properly. It's important with all drugs to take them properly. Some drugs can stay in your body longer than other drugs, and methadone is one of those. It's got a long half-life.
And are there any other topics you'd like to cover?
Showing the number of fatalities involving these drugs is really just the tip of the iceberg. We know that there's emergency department visits, hospitalizations related to these drugs, and also other non-health consequences of drug use that are not measured.
Our thanks to Margaret Warner for joining us on this edition of StatCast. StatCast is produced by the Public Affairs Office of the National Center for Health Statistics.